Small-scale farmers across Australia are struggling to find abattoirs to process their meat, with regional processors closing and large industrial abattoirs refusing to process their orders. It sparked a range of innovations and new business models like micro-abattoirs, but that comes with new problems like regulation. Jess Davis filed this report.
On this farm at Dadswells Bridge, 3 hours west of Melbourne, turkeys are hatched, raised and slaughtered. They never see the back of a truck.
Our birds are caught out of the paddock here and they're slaughtered within an hour or two, so there's a lot less stress on the bird. We believe it makes a lot more flavoursome, better quality product meat.
Farmer Darryl Deutscher set up his on-farm abattoir in the early 1980s, but there aren't many farmers like him. In Victoria, most on-farm abattoirs shut down when food safety regulations were tightened in the 90s. The creation of meat and seafood regulator PrimeSafe in 2003 forced more to close.
Abattoirs were too far away from being brought up to acceptable standard, so a lot of people, I think, just got out of it then. The bookwork you have to do and everything like that, and costs and everything else, probably was prohibitive for a lot of people as well.
Oh, ladies.
Tammy Jonas is a pig farmer from central Victoria and president of the Australian Food Sovereignty Alliance, representing small-scale producers across the country. She says the closure of the small abattoirs has had a big effect on farms like hers.
The large-scale abattoirs don't want to service small-scale farmers. You know, if you've got a truck that's bringing 1,000 animals in versus one that's bringing 7... who are you going to choose to process for? So we're hard for them to work with.
Small batches are becoming more expensive to process. Nationally, small-scale poultry producers have been hardest hit. In Victoria, there's only one abattoir left that will process small batches. That's prompted central Victorian poultry farmer Ben Falloon to build his own micro-abattoir.
Okay, so this is the micro-abattoir.
This is it. So 2 months in the build, 10 years in the making.
Once it gets final approval from the regulator, the birds will only travel a few hundred metres to be processed.
Just as there's been increased demand in, customers seeking, ethically produced produce, that's really exploded over the last 10 years. Nothing's happened in the processing field.
Community expectations around meat processing are changing. Recent research from the Federal Department of Agriculture shows more than 40% of people are concerned about the treatment of animals in abattoirs. But do consumers really want to see what goes on between the paddock and plate? Farmer Ben Falloon is about to find out. The walls of his new abattoir are made out of glass.
You know, not everyone's going to want to see that, but I think that there's a real watershed moment in food production if we know that we can. Which is very different from what the present status quo is.
Pig farmer Tammy Jonas agrees.
I think if we saw death as part of life all the time, we would not eat more animals, but eat them in greater comfort at what it is we're doing, that we are part of a life cycle.
Big business is sceptical, and CEO of the Australian Meat Industry Council, Patrick Hutchinson, says he's concerned there could be a drop in food safety standards.
What we want to be making sure of is that these individual companies, these individual technologies, are not treated any differently to any other, because that in turn, in our view, starts to undermine the food safety standards that we've developed.
But small-scale farmers like Ben Falloon believe they can fully comply with the regulations.
We're really trying to be a credible alternative to factory farming. So, you know, that means that we've got to be able to produce the food. We have to be able to do it efficiently. And, most importantly, we want to do it transparently.
Central Victorian farmer Ben Falloon, and that story from Jess Davis.